Buy one, get one for a needy child. The new Norfolk business packing style and hope.
Ben Ross's family has farmed near North Walsham for generations, but Ben is growing a new crop, backpacks. This year, 26-year-old Ben launched a company selling backpacks to commuters. Each one comes with a school backpack for a child in Kenya. Wanting to create a positive impact on the world after finishing university, I was inspired by the success of Tom's Shoes and its pioneering one-for-one business model, said Ben. With inspiration from my late mother's life working in education, this seemed like an extra fitting way to help give other people the best opportunities in life. Each school bag is filled with equipment, including exercise books, pens, pencils, a geometry set, and the potential for a better future. After a year of preparation, Ben launched One Bag Co. in January, but pre-orders mean he has already been able to take backpacks out to children in Kenya. The other backpacks, designed by Ben and sold for £59.99, are aimed at casual commuters. The kind of person who might need a grab-and-go bag to carry their laptop and gym kit to work, with enough room to pick up some groceries on the way home, said Ben. There are three main compartments: the main bag, a zip-up pouch inside, and a laptop sleeve. However, the uniqueness of this bag is how it closes, as there is no main zip. Instead, the bag pulls on the carrying weight through the shoulder straps, sealing the bag safely across the top. This design helps the accessibility of the bag when needed, but also keeping all belongings secure while being carried. The material is cotton canvas, which means they are also recyclable and biodegradable. Ben grew up on the family farm near North Walsham, and One Bag Co. is based there. I feel lucky in the sense that I can spend time at home in my rural surroundings while trying to pursue a career outside of farming, said Ben. I have been a Norfolk boy all my life. Four generations of his family, originally from Italy, were gold and silversmiths on Guildhall Hill in Norwich before moving to North Walsham to farm in 1936. Ben returned home after studying for a degree in graphic design to help care for his dying mum. Helping care for my amazing mum and lending a hand on the farm inspired me to think of different ways I could earn a living while being at home, said Ben. While building his business, he is also working on the farm and doing some freelance graphic design. In January, he took the first bags to a school in Kenya. Being able to hand out each school bag individually was truly special, and it really made the purpose of the One Bag Company a reality. A notable moment was when we were leaving and all the kids were there wearing their new bags. It felt symbolic that their education belonged to them, and hopefully we had helped to empower that. He and his girlfriend had visited a friend in Kenya a year earlier, and Ben said, "I had only recently thought of the concept, and it became apparent that this was definitely somewhere that would benefit. We kind of joked about how we would be back when I had this business up and running. Then lo and behold, a year later, the idea was a reality, and we were back in Kenya with the school bags. Our mission is to donate to a child in need, and as much as we would love to go back to Kenya, which I'm sure we will at some point, we have to keep an open mind on where to donate next. In the current climate of the coronavirus, there are growing possibilities closer to home, especially with the closure of schools and the effect it's having on education." Ben is hoping to harness the power of consumerism to make a difference in the world and believes education has the power to promote democracy, peace tolerance, development, and economic growth. A donation of a school bag equipped with essential learning materials might not be the answer to all world issues. However, it is a positive contribution towards a child's future and world development, said Ben.